We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
What's your advice to him about how he should live his life from now on? Because he's got a lot of big decisions to make about whether or not he goes off to college and kind of keeps his head down and gets on with his life, or whether or not he does become a symbol for certain things that people would like him to be a symbol for.
Yeah, my advice would be to change his name and start his life over. He's very recognizable right now. There's a lot of people who I don't think have his best interests at heart. And probably want to make him a symbol of something I don't think he wants to be necessarily associated with. And once you give up your name and your likeness and you join those causes, I think a lot of people will use you for their own purposes and you won't be able to control it. We've had that talk with Kyle, and it's going to be a fine line where he decides to go. Ultimately, I hope he makes the right choices. You know, I would think his life would be a lot easier being anonymous and going on with his life, as opposed to try and keep some of his fervent supporters happy.
So it was obvious that Kyle Rittenhouse had a very, very, very smart attorney. That was him right there, Mark Richards. And his best advice to Kyle was to change his name and get on with his life. Just don't change it to Zimmerman. Just saying, don't change it to Zimmerman. And don't cry in public. Everyone will recognize you, and there's no crying, in MAGA. But, this quote here from his lawyer pretty much confirms that his lawyer was a very smart lawyer. Change your name. Get on with your life. Do not be used by the Uber right wing. Do not be used by the Tucker Carlson. Oh. Too late. He actually went on Tucker Carlson, and his lawyer, who obviously is very talented, told him, just get on with your life. Do not be used by people who will not be satisfied until you go down in a blaze of glory and take a few libs with you. Because, the right wing, they don't mind a dead martyr. They don't. In fact, a dead martyr is a good martyr. Why? Because then they can't change the storyline. They can't change the narrative from what they want it to be. So that, this explains why, QAnon is still waiting for JFK and JFK Jr. To reappear. I'm not even going to play you any of those people because it's just bizarre. Yesterday, Dealey Plaza, they were there, and it was the 58th year that JFK was assassinated. I don't want to call it an anniversary because that suggests that something good happened that day. But it was 58 years since JFK was assassinated in Dealey Square in Dallas. And there were people down there waiting for him to show up again because they don't believe he's dead. He'd be 104. And they don't believe JFK Jr. died in a plane crash either. And they're waiting for them to come back because that will be the signal to the Illuminati that they've been defeated. I have no earthly idea. But that is what, Kyle Rittenhouse's lawyer told him to do. Get on with your life and don't try to keep your fervent supporters happy because they're lunatics. They're lunatics. The kind of people who would be a fervent supporter of a 17-year-old kid who ended up killing two people and, blowing up another one. They don't care if he's dead or alive, okay? In fact, when I mentioned that they liked dead Martin, look what they did with Ashley Babbitt. Look what they did with her, right? And that kills me because she was the QAnon, Air Force girl. No, it's not stopping him. He actually went on the TV last night with the Tucker Carlson, and it was just plain creepy. Why was it creepy? Because Kyle Rittenhouse said out loud what we saw happen on that tape with regard to the aftermath. Kyle Rittenhouse literally told Tucker Chuckle Nuts, T- Tucker nuts? Tuckle. They told the white supremacist fascist host that he tried to turn himself into the police. He tried. And the police literally said to him after he told the cops, I killed somebody. I just killed somebody. I need to turn myself in. They said, go home. What?
Yep. So then you finally get up. You hear shots. You turn to see who's shooting at you. And then you finally make it to the police line.
Yes. Once I make it to the police cruiser, the police officer says, get back. One of them has a gun out and the other has pepper spray pointed at me. And I say, hey, I just had to shoot somebody. And then they say, go home. And I didn't know this until...
Go home?
Yeah. The officer said to go home. I don't think he knew what happened or heard me. There's a lot of chaos going on.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, that would explain it. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if he was anything but a chubby-faced, pasty, white 17-year-old kid turning himself into the police saying, I killed people, I just killed people. And he had already killed a whole bunch of people. I mean, he killed two people and he had already shot Gage. You know what's really interesting is with Gage, you remember the story we heard in the testimony that Gage testified that he had his hands up and then Kyle did, you know, he thought he re-racked his gun. Remember that portion of Gage Gross crutch? I got to get out of the Midwest, man. You got to get out of there with these names. And we can't get out of there because now we got the Kenosha killer. You know, we got the other guy, the Daryl Brooks guy. At least he has a normal name. But anyway, yeah, it turns out Kyle was fumfering, let's just say, with his gun. And Gage actually thought he was re-racking his gun. The way Kyle describes it is exactly the way Gage described it, where he approached him with his hands up and Kyle sees him with his hands up and then Kyle goes to clear his gun, okay? He goes to clear the ejection port on his gun, which looks like he's re-racking his gun, which is why Gage actually doesn't back up anymore, okay? That's why he comes at him, because he thinks
and
he's getting shot.
And then after Mr. Huber attacks me, Mr. Grosskreutz puts his hands up, and then I have my rifle pointing in his direction for about a second, and then once I lower my rifle, I noticed that my ejection port is opened about an inch, and Mr. Grosskreutz said I pulled the charging handle, which never happened. I hit the forward assist to close
the
ejection port. And he sees me doing that or something. And this time he runs at me and he has his gun pointed directly at my head.
Did you see the gun?
I did.
What, do you think he was going to shoot you?
I did. He had it pointed directly at my head and that's when I shoot him one time. And he is no longer a threat to me at that point because he ran off after I fired that shot.
Did you realize you hit him?
I didn't know until later.
Okay, look at this photo. See this photo? So Gage is shot, right? He's shot already. And you see that he can't release the gun. Do you see that? We didn't see that in the trial, did we? No. He can't release the gun because he has no control over his own hand at that point. So he's still clutching the gun. Kyle does this movement with the forward release that looks like, you know, he's re-racking his gun, but he's just clearing the ejection port. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? So Gage told the truth. Kyle did not. That's interesting. Kyle tried to turn himself into the cops. The cops tell him to go home. Go home, they say. And also another interesting little snippet from that ridiculous interview last night that, you know, Tucker Carlson decided to do to, you know, promote or foment hatred in this country. He said that it wasn't the Black Lives Matter protesters that were setting the city ablaze. It was opportunists who took advantage of the protests. Opportunists. Now, that's an interesting word for infiltrators, okay? This is just amazing. And then Kyle says he wants to go and be a nurse. You're like Kathy Bates in Misery. Like that.
All things Randy at randyrhodes.com.
Go for launch.
Speaking truth to power, The Randy Rhodes Show.
Why do you think people were burning car source? What does that have to do with civil rights?
I don't know. I think it was opportunists taking advantage of the BLM movement. Ah. I agree with the BLM movement. I agree everybody has the right to protest and assemble, but I do not agree that people have the right to burn down. I don't appreciate that people are burning down American cities.
Opportunists, huh? Not BLM. He supports BLM, and it wasn't BLM, and it wasn't that movement. It wasn't the people, you know, that were participating in the protest that had to do with the paralyzation of Jacob Blake. Jacob Blake, who was shot in the back seven times, seven times by police for trying to break up a fight. Okay, people are saying, Jacob Blake had a knife. Jacob Blake had a knife. Kyle Rittenhouse had an AR-15, but Jacob Blake's knife was on the floorboard in his car. And he ended up being shot seven times in the back by the police, which is why BLM was protesting in Kenosha. And opportunists came in and took advantage of the protests, which seems to be... you know, very popular right now. It seems to be a thing where people want to take over the protests for their own ideas, whether it's looting or burning or Umbrella Man, who wanted to dress in black to make it look like Antifa was doing looting and burning when really it was white supremacists dressed up to make people think that they were with this group Antifa, but it was really white supremacists who did that at the Auto Zone and got caught by a pizza guy, a kid. I mean, this is just so unbelievable. So there was lots of information here that obviously Tucker wanted to just move on past. He didn't like a whole bunch of the answers that he got, right? He didn't like the answer that he had, futzed with his gun while Gage had his hands up and Gage thought he re-racked his gun. But really, I was just opening the ejection port. I was just, doing a forward, a forward thing with the ejection port cover. Oh, my God. Like in a split second, Gage, don't touch your gun when somebody is surrendering to. I mean, it's so unbelievably, And now, of course, he wants to be a nurse and he's attending Arizona State University, but he needs to change his name and stay online. And Tucker's like, will you go to campus? Because, Tucker is a frat boy. You know, he's a private school, boarding school product of, rich kids.
What do you think your life's going to be like after this?
I'm hoping I can live a quiet, stress-free life and be free of any intimidation or harassment and just go on with my life as a normal 18-year-old kid attending college.
So you're going to go to college?
I am in college. I'm a student at Arizona State University.
What I mean, are you going to go to campus? And
I think I am. I want to. It's a lot of things we have to look into, so I don't know for sure yet.
Okay, so here's my advice. Don't go on campus, and if you do not flash the white power sign with the Proud Boys at a bar. Okay? Just saying, Kyle, don't do that again. You know, if this were a kinder, simpler, gentler world, you know what Kyle Rittenhouse would say? He would say, I'm going to reach out to Jacob Blake. I'm going to reach out to Jacob Blake because the whole reason for the protest was Jacob Blake's shooting, which left him paralyzed. Hopefully not, but for the rest of his life, his foreseeable future, completely paralyzed. You know, and so... we're going to go and we're going to ask people why we can't all get along, which, back in the day when Rodney King and Reginald Denny did it, it seemed a little naive. Okay, it did. But that would be a good thing to say right now. We're going to go on a can't we all get along tour, because that would accomplish a lot. You know, it's sure as hell better than letting these MAGA lunatics tweet about how he's a hero and how we want to hire him for, a congressional internship or, hey, let's make Kyle Rittenhouse president. He should run for president. I mean, this is so sad and sick. Okay. So take your lawyer's advice. change your name, go about your business, because pretty soon you're not going to be a chubby little fat-faced kid. You're going to be a chubby little fat-faced adult. And my best advice to you, don't go around flashing the white power sign in bars with your mommy and the Proud Boys. That's all. That's all. All right, so now we have to go down to Brunswick, Georgia for the Arbery trial, okay? This is really the McMichaels trial and the Roddy trial, right? I don't know what. You know, it was so telling that in Brunswick they were calling it the trial, the Ahmaud Arbery trial, except Ahmaud Arbery is dead. So he couldn't possibly be on trial. Could he? Oh, hell yes. You want to hear something so freaking disgusting? Okay. I'm warning you right now. If you're an intelligent thinking human being who obviously thinks that racism is a despicable quality that is evident in some people in this country and is something that should or could be appealed to, I'm warning you right now, this is going to be so offensive. It's so disgusting. And yet it was said in open court and there was no objection. So this is Laura Hogue. She is the defense attorney for Greg McMichael, Daddy McMichael, who was the investigator at the DA's office. Now, I bring this up because I really want you to remember this part. So he was the investigator for the district attorney's office in Glynn County, Georgia. Okay, now why is that important? Well, when we get down, when we get over to Kenosha again, when we get over to the, yeah, it's Kenosha, to the Daryl Brooks horrible accident, it wasn't an accident, horrible slaying of those people at the Thanksgiving Christmas parade in Kenosha in downtown. Waukesha in downtown. I want you to remember that the district attorneys have charging power, and the district attorneys in these areas, they decide what bail they're going to ask for, what bail should be set at, things like that. Okay, I just want you to remember. So this guy here, the McMichael father, he was the investigator for the district attorney in Glynn County, Georgia. And remember that there were no charges brought against the McMichaels or the Roddy guy, right? For 2 months after Ahmaud Arbery was shot and killed, after they chased him and chased him and chased him. And then literally pinned him in between their cars, trapped him, their words, not mine, trapped him like a rat, and then shot him at point blank range with a shotgun, okay? With a shotgun, making giant gaping holes in his chest. There were no charges until we saw the video, until America saw the video. That had to do with the district attorney not charging, and the fact that Greg McMichael worked for the district attorney might be a thing. It might be trouble.